Skiing. The Big Bear Boski is back with ya. The sun has set and the full moon is showing up in the sky. Oh, that means it's gotta be another episode of the Surfing of Destruction 2. Yeah, I sure hope so. I give you the Big D guarantee that the Surfany will come ashore every month, every full moon. Hey, and completing the combo of the Big Surf, it's the man with a plan and a playlist. The Ayatollah of Rock and Rolla. The 60-minute maniac slave to the surf wave, the governor of Governor. Oh, Mr. Level 8. The boss bad cat, the lone wolf. Ooh, I really just thought it was an animal. Howling at the full moon. The beach is my territory, baby. Dropping by for episode 82. It's the Big Bear Boski, Dirk Brigante, coming back at you with another hour of power. Yeah. The best show around. That's right. The Big Surf is here. I'm here. You're here. Let's do this. Let me tell you, I am so glad to be here. Well, I always am. If I wasn't, I wouldn't be at 82 episodes. No way. I would have let this die on the fire way back when. But that is not the case. I just keep going on and on with all the surf music I can handle. And oh, I can handle a lot, baby. And it just keeps coming. Yeah, I got a bit of new stuff. Oh, yeah. From Los Oxidados, Los Freneticos, and Retro King. I have some new bands, too, like the Underwater Bosses and Panty Tsunami. A lot of returning bands this time around, Secret Admirer, Dirty Fuse, The Milk Lizards, The Head Henchmen, Tsunami Bots, and, well, Tsunami of Sound. When I was putting the show together, I was finding a lot of bands I've played over the last year or so, and I only played one or two tracks. So the theme for this show is showing some love to those bands. Here they are again, lighting up the show and sending some surf shockwaves right between your ears. Prepare yourselves, Sphinx. The surfing is about to get underway, and if you're not ready, well, then you're just gonna get left behind, pal. We don't have time to dilly-dally. The hour is counting down, and the music is calling. Oh, hello? Yes, this is Dirk. Who is this?
Oh, it's Carlo!
We'll be right back. Thank you.
I think it's about time we take a break, have a little chit-chat, you know. Dirk Bergante here, keeping you cool on the Big Surf. It's August, and the moon has a very special meaning this month. It's the full sturgeon moon! Now is the time to catch yourself a sturgeon. You must be a master fisherman, though, well experienced in handling your rod. So I was looking at pictures of this dang old fish, the sturgeon, and holy crap, that is a monumental fish. It looks prehistoric. Also, some species of sturgeon can get to almost 12 feet in length. Good God, man, how do you even fish for these things? I ended up looking it up on YouTube. I wanted to see how it's done. And I saw some dude hook an 8-foot-long white sturgeon. First thing he says when he finds out the size of the fish, holy mackerel! No, it's a sturgeon, man, come on. All I know is that fishing ain't for me. Oh, I feel so bad hurting the little fishies, you know? You see? The big Deripaska, he has a soft spot. Alright, enough fish facts. Let's get to discussing the latest in the tunes from the surfing. Last song there was Outbound by the Golden Tones, that tsunami of sound returning to the show with Boogie Boardwalk. And then we come up upon a triple play of old school surf. First up was the Dimension, Slippery with Wet. Scott Engel's Devil Surfer from the Lost Legends of Surf Guitar compilation. And Bobby Arlen's Mushroom Machine to round it all out. Then starting the show, a favorite of mine from Toronto, Corolla by Carlo. The classic champagne Toyota. The car that just keeps on giving, just like yours truly. Now, what kind of car would represent the surfing best? You know, I often think on this one, and it's hard to say. Should it be something from the 60s, like a 65 Mustang? A Hot Rod? Deuce Coupe? I mean, yeah, that fits the music, and I'm sure I would make it look good, but I always come back to my one true love. A white Chrysler LeBaron. Haha, yeah, I'm through being cool, baby. Just cruising down the A1A from Daytona to Miami. Woo! From the East Coast to the West, you're riding with the best. Let's keep the music going on the Surfing of Destruction 2000. Hey, listen up. If it ain't instrumental, it ain't gonna be on here. Here I am again. Ah, yeah, the big Therapowski, just riding in on another big wave of surf. Whoosh. Just doing what I'm always doing here, talking smack, Jack. Got the AC cranked up for some serious chilling up here in the axis of time. Call me Mr. Cool Ice, baby. Yeah. Playing the coolest surf around. Oh, you know. I got the best surf podcast around. Oh, nothing else compares. Big tunes, big personality. What else could you ask for? Oh, I guess you could ask for the big D. Woo! That's me. A lot of new stuff coming at ya. A lot of new releases and new bands to the show, like the Underwater Bosses. Haven't got a chance to play these cats yet. Oh, excuse me. The song we heard, Ride of the Surfer's Ride, is from their March 2019 release, Aquila Vista, on Shirawaji Records. It's a real tight album, you ought to give it a listen. And I think that comes from the fact that these fellas have been playing together in all sorts of bands since the 90s. Just a little tidbit from their Bandcamp page where you can hear the full album. Next up, we have Retrocane, my boys from Russia. Hot new track from them that was Surf Dizer. Then Los Oxidados from Mexico. Haven't heard from these fellas in a while. They just dropped a hot new track a few weeks ago, so I had to have it. And the song we heard was Miro Mare. Those last two tracks, they're available on Bandcamp as singles. You know, it's just a dollar or so to download. Yeah. Then the next band we have, hailing from Pelham, Ontario. That's the St. Catharines area near Niagara Falls, the Canadian side, for those geographically inclined. Whenever I find a new Canadian band, especially one located in Ontario, oh, I always feel like I hit the jackpot. Super jackpot when the band is really good, too. That we heard right there was Lance from San Diego. Wait, that's the name of the song. Now the band, that is Panty Tsunami. Yeah, always happy to have some more Canadian surf around these parts. Gotta rep the roots. Woo! Next up, we have Messer Chup's Daphne Blue Lagoon, along with the surfing favorites, the Bambi Molesters. Hawaii Joe. Ugh. God, the name weirds me out every time, but just their music is so good. What's a man to do? Well, if you know me, and I'm sure you do now that we're on episode 82, then we just keep the music rolling, rolling, rolling. Yeah, keep rolling, rolling, rolling. What? Alright. Nothing like some surf music, not Limp Bizkit on a hot August afternoon. No. Let's enjoy the summer while it lasts, okay? Because that's hot. Hotter than hell. And I think Secret Admirer know exactly what I'm talking about.
I wonder what would happen if I pulled that out.
We'll be right back.
Big Darebowski here, making my return. I haven't really gone anywhere, though. I'm still here on episode 82 of the Symphony of Destruction 2000. You finks are well aware, I'm sure, that this show ain't live. I do sometimes miss the days of doing live radio and actually being around with music playing. Fiddling around with CDs and stuff, not so much. Especially when you screwed up a track or you left the mic on live. Yikes! This way, I have more control the way I'm doing things, and I dig it that way. I like being in control. If I say something stupid, it's easy to delete it. Yeah, I do that. Yeah. This is my show, and I don't gotta answer to anyone but me. That's a problem in and of itself, though. I can be my own worst critic. I have gotten better about being a perfectionist and rather knowing when to just say, hey, good enough. But that don't mean the standard of the Big Surf is slipping. No, I keep this thing a well-oiled machine. If you're going to dedicate 60 minutes or so listening to my show, then I got to make sure it's easy on the ears. Yeah, though I don't know how my boasting goes over with you things. I mean, it's part of the show, so you either got to love it or learn to like it, baby. Yeah. We can't forget about the music, though. I mean, that's what we're all here for, right? Let's take a look at the set, shall we? Heavy set, this one. Oh, yeah. Kind of started leaning towards songs that sounded like controlled chaos near the end. Oh, thanks in part to Red Zone, Dead Zone. Why the Surf Coasters got me on that sort of course there. Gotta give credit to the head henchmen as well, with Explosions in the 60s. Those cats hailing from Montreal. Dirty Fuse, too. Returning from episode 76 with Asteroid Conspiracy. I got the Milk Lizards up next to him, would you believe it, but they were also first played on episode 76. And now that I'm looking closer at that episode's playlist, oh my god, I just picked a bunch of bands from that one. Not only were the Milk Lizards and Dirty Fuse on 76, but I also had the Head Henchmen and Secret Admirer, who are coming up soon, on the show. On that one. I swear I wasn't being lazy with this playlist. I swear. Oh my god. Alright, enough with the tangent. Okay. Back to the Milk Lizards with Surfin' Cyborg Blues. Then I have some new stuff from Los Freneticos here now. Since I found out about these cats a couple episodes back, definitely not on episode 76, I've just been wanting to play them all the time. Really damn good stuff. So they released a new album back in late July, that was only a few weeks ago, called Teletransportation, and here I have the first track of many, which I will play. This one was Last Train to Ozalch. The album is available now on a neat see-through yellow vinyl. Oh, that's very cool. That's available for purchase over at High Tide Recordings. Hey, and the Tsunami Bots are back. Big fan of these bots. Going back several years to the 2014 album Surfing Craze in the Robotic Age with the song Murder Robots on Holiday. Coming up next is Secret Admirer. Love these guys. Their Bandcamp page for their debut album has a hilarious description starting with, well, we tried. Hell yeah, you guys did. It's a great EP. Always happy to have you on the show. Song we heard by Secret Admirer was People. People in Hell. That or there's an Arizona, I don't know. Now don't forget, a lot of the bands on the show here, their music is out there on the internet. Check out their Bandcamp pages, follow them on Spotify, listen and support the bands on the show. These cats are incredibly hardworking, not to mention they're awesome, yeah. So I'm always glad to share their music with you. Make sure to show them some love beyond the Big Surf. I'm always posting links to their pages and stuff on the Surfin'y Facebook page. It makes it easier on you if you want to give me a like. Get those links nice and easy. That way you don't have to go do all the searching yourself. See if it'll work. There's also my Surf from Around the Earth map. That's got all the bands I've ever played on the show. Lots of links to websites and Bandcamp pages there too. So I was looking for the date for September's full moon. I was over on Moon Giant, a great website. That's where I find out the dates for the full moons. I'm sure you would guess. So anyways, they have this thing where you can input your birthday and see if you were born on a full moon. I was not, which is a bummer. On the bright side, figuratively speaking, I was born on a new moon. That's pretty wild. And it's said that people born on a new moon tend to be creative with an impulsive nature. Man, that does make a lot of sense about me. Oof. Alright, so let me tell you when the next full moon is. That is September 14th. Last summer episode of The Big Surf. Yikes. I don't like thinking about that. Oh, man. It's going to be the end of the year soon, before we know it. And then the final stretch of the Surfney to episode 100. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. I'm freaking out right here. I gotta cut loose from the show. Okay. Deep breaths. Two in, four out. Dirk Bragante signing off on the best surf music podcast around. Oh, yeah, that's the Surfing After Destruction. Big thanks from the Big D for tuning in. I'll catch you later, thanks.